director Errol Morris is currently receiving rave reviews from film critics for his new documentary, The Thin Blue Line. But over a decade ago, Morris made another highly praised film called Gates of Heaven. It was shown recently on public television, and it's now available on home video. Critic Ken Tucker has this review.
Gates of Heaven, made in 1977, explores the phenomenon of pet cemeteries, the people who use them and the people who run them, as well as the animals that are buried in them. Director Errol Morris fixes on a cemetery in Los Altos, California, where buried in 450 plots are the remains of pet dogs and cats, as well as snakes, rats, and monkeys. The Los Altos Pet Cemetery was founded by a large, stolid man named Floyd McClure. It's a place that caters to the needs and desires of its customers, such as this man, who talks about the family dog as if it had been his child.
Well, Christmas morning, in fact, this was just before his death, we all came down to open our presents, and they were all laid out in various sections around the Christmas tree. And we would hand each one of us a gift, particularly with my mother-in-law, or being the elder of the family, we'd bring her presents. Well, he lined himself up and couldn't wait, and he went right to the direction of where his packages were and started unwrapping them right in there, and they were not laid right out in the open, and he unwrapped his presents just like sharing with all of us there.
Errol Morris has said that one of the things he most dislikes about the vast majority of documentaries is that they become, quote, a bad species of journalism. With that in mind, Gates of Heaven goes much farther than a conventional documentary might in interviewing its subjects. Morris leaves in a lot of fascinating stuff that doesn't really fit his ostensible subject matter. There's an extended portrait, for example, of two brothers who work at the pet cemetery. The older one, Phil, is a failed insurance man who apparently had a mild nervous breakdown. He's come to work at the cemetery until some of his bigger plans pan out. Spouting a lot of business world jargon and positive thinking gobbledygook, Phil is clearly a desperate fellow who tries to feel superior to his younger brother, Dan, a shy gentleman in his 20s who uses his earnings from the cemetery to buy electric guitars and big amplifiers. When there's no one around the cemetery except him and the gravestones, Dan lets rip with a few cranked-up Jimi Hendrix-style guitar solos. As I said, this has very little to do with the surface of Gates of Heaven, and by conventional documentary standards, it throws the rhythm of the film out of whack. But these profiles have everything to do with Errol Morris's attempts to get under people's skins, and it's what makes Gates of Heaven a surprisingly moving, never condescending film. Also just out on video cassette is Moonstruck, the 1987 film that won Oscars galore a few months ago. The story of a Brooklyn widow and her extended family, this movie, directed by Norman Jewison, manages to transcend its ethnic screwball comedy framework to become a sweet yet smart romance. The film stars Cher and Olympia Dukakis, who both won Oscars, as well as Nicolas Cage and Vincent Gardenia.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.